Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hello, bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of our Anime Boston 2019 interview specials. On today's episode, you'll be hearing a wonderful interview with composer Yoko Shimomura. Shimomura's works have been heard in video games for over three decades, composing for such classics as Street Fighter II, Super Mario RPG, Legend of Mana, and Kingdom Hearts. Outside of gaming, her works can be heard in such anime as Best Student Council, Napping Princess, and High Score Girl. B3 conducted this interview alongside Anime News Network, Japan Society of Boston, Anime Herald, and WEBN.TV. So, sharpen your keyblades as you listen to this Anime Boston 2019 interview special with Yoko Shimomura.
I'm from a website called Boston Bash Brigade and a host of No Borders, No Race, J-Pop, and Alternative podcast show. And my question for you is a similar one that I asked Noble Uematsu a few years ago. For you personally, has video game composing become a lot more easier now that you're working more with than just 8-bit sounds, or has it been more challenging now that you're able to add so much more into a composition?
We don't feel that it's any more difficult or any easier than it used to be. There is more that we can do. I've done a lot of orchestra type music, and obviously that's more sound, but orchestration, orchestra arrangement is done by a specialist that does that, so I don't get involved with that. And there are some areas that I feel like it's easier now, some areas more difficult, but overall it evens it all out, and it's probably about the same amount of effort.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Seth Byrne, Anime Herald. When you did Blanca's stage for Street Fighter II,
yeah.
You famously saw a bag on the train, a green and yellow bag.
Yeah.
Have you had any of similar moments in your career that you'd like to talk about?
あそこまでやっぱりすごい 強烈なあのエピソードっていうのはなかなかその後はないですね。あのただまあこう、旅行とかに行っててこうあのちょっとこうなんていうかねあのアラブっぽい建物を見た時に例えばキングダムハーツのアラジンの音楽を思いついたりとかあのそういうことはあります今でも。
There's nothing quite like the impression that it made, like that green and yellow bag. But there were times such as when I'm traveling, when I saw a building that it was Arabic style, that I drew the inspiration for Kingdom Hearts Aladdin music.
そういうことはまあ時々。
And there are occasions like that at times.
I really wanted to ask you, what does it mean to you to be a composer?
もうまあ何ですかね、意味を考えたことがないですね。あのあまりにも普通で、あまりにも自然で、もう生活の一部だからなくなってしまうと。生きていけないかもしれないですね。
I've never thought of a meaning to of composition to compose. It's something ordinary and completely natural to me, and it's part of my everyday life. And in fact, if I ever stop doing it, I don't know that I could live on.
はじめまして。
Jake Gray, Japan Society of Boston. Do you approach composing each game, each project as its own individual entity, or is there anything from your background, from your training, from your life that you try to impart each time?
新しいプロジェクト、そのプロジェクトの時にはやっぱりそのまあフレッシュな気持ちというか、あの他のそれまでやってきたプロジェクトのこととかを特に考えたりとかはしないことが、多いです。あのただまあやっぱり同じ人間というかその私の中にはやっぱりこの積み重ねてきた経験だったりするもそういうものはやっぱり私の中にはあると思うので意識してなくてもまあそういうことが自然と生かされているというか出てくるっていうことは あるとは思っています。
Anytime I'm on a new project, I start fresh and I try not to think too much about the old projects. But I am a person after all, and I'm sure I'm drawing from experiences unconsciously, even if I'm not doing that consciously.
I'm Cindy Sibilski from Anime News Network. And my first question will be, you started composing for video games in the late 1980s.When the gaming industry was having a big boom, what was it like to be fresh out of college in that industry at that very significant time?
そうですね。あのゲーム自体はちょうどそのまあ日本でいうと黎明期っていうやつですかね。あのこうすごく、まあ、成長期というのか、そういう時期ではあったんですけれどもそのゲームに音楽をつけるっていうのはあまりやっぱり認知されていなかったので、まあ、私の両親ですら自分の子供がどんな仕事をしているのかがいまいちよく分かってない。あとは友人とかに話してもへえそういう仕事があるんだっていうぐらいですごく、まあ、反応が薄いというか、なかなかその理解をしてもらえない仕事でしたね。そのゲームに音楽をつけるっていうこと自体は。
You're right. That was a boom period, a growth period, and the job of composing a music for a game wasn't really recognized much those days. Even my parents really didn't understand what I was doing, and if I ever explained my job to my friends, they just said, "Oh, wow, there's a job like that," and people just didn't understand.
So my question for you is, depending on the game, do you tackle a soundtrack differently compared to another title that you've worked on? Like, for example, if you were to compare how you made the soundtrack to Kingdom Hearts with how you would work on the Mario and Luigi series, Was it a similar means when writing these scores, or does a different game require a different technique?
そうですね。意識的に、まあ、そのテクニックとかテクニカル、そういう技術的にこう変えようとかっていうのは、まあ、全く考えてないんですけれども、やっぱりこう見た目の印象も違いますし、お話も違うので、まあ、そこをすごくこう考えるというか、まあ、どんなお話であるかっていうのを常にまあ意識していると、まあ、おのずとこう変わってきてしまうものではないかと思っています。
Using different techniques is not something I would ever do consciously. But obviously those two games you just mentioned have a completely different storyline and completely different impressions that they create. And when I work to create music for those different styles, the end result would certainly be different.
You chose to work for Capcom, surprising your parents, surprising your teachers, and yet you've still managed to have symphonies performed around the world. Are you surprised that you're able to achieve your classical music and orchestral dreams through the video game industry?
私がびっくりですね。
I'm shocked.
私はこの、まあ、初め、大学を卒業して仕事を始めるときに、私自身もちろん音楽が好きでゲームが好きでこの世界に入ったんですけれども、まあ、それと別に個人的にやっぱり当時はまだ海外に行ったこともなくて、その海外日本を出てその、まあ、海外旅行をしたいっていうことと、まあ、そのオーケストラがやっぱり好きだったので、個人的に私がオーケストラとかをコンサート聴きに行ったりしてたので、まあ、その2つはものすごくこう趣味としてすごく好きだったんですけれども、まあ、就職した時に全くそういうのことと縁のない仕事に就職したなと正直思ってました。でもこう今になって何、まあ、すごく何年かな、まあ数十年というか時を経て、全てその時にその海外旅行がまあ好きであるとか、オーケストラの演奏が好きであるっていうこととその自分が選んだ仕事っていうのが今すごく密接に結びついていて、本当に自分では奇跡、もう神様がくれたギフトだと思っています。
So I first took the job because I love music and I love games. I had not been overseas yet and I wanted to go. And I loved orchestra too, and I attended a lot of concerts personally, but that was more in the realm of a hobby. And what I did for my job was something that I felt was totally different and had nothing to do with it. And now, decades later, I still love going overseas. I still love orchestra, and it's a miracle that I get to do all of it. I feel like it's a gift from God.
So I know over all these years and all these games, you've changed a lot as a person, but how has your style of sort of like how you compose changed, especially with the advantage of all these new technologies? And do you feel more pressure to get work out quickly?
まあ変わってきてるというのは、まあ一番大きいのはやはりこうすごくその音源、まあ、いわゆるシンセとか その作曲するツールである音源、もちろんそれをそのままマスターに使うこととかもあるんですけれども、まあ、その曲を作るときに、まあ、以前は本当にこう、まあ、安い機材、その安い機材って言ったら変だな、まあ、ピアノが本当になんとかピアノに聞こえるレベルであったりとか、まあ、そういうものだったのが、まあ、やっぱりもう手を入れれば入れるほどこう、まあ、生の演奏に近くなるようなそういう、まあ、素晴らしい音源がたくさん出てきているので、まあ、録音してしまえばすごく早いんですけれども、まあ、例えばその、まあ、いわゆる打ち込みというかそのシンセで作ってしまうときに、できるだけそれを生演奏に近づけるっていうのは、まあ、すごく難しいというか大変で、そこにはすごくやっぱり時間がかかってしまうようになりましたね。以前はやっぱりもう ある程度これぐらいの音源なのでこれぐらいのものしかやっぱりできないっていうのがあったのが、今はもうそれが限りなくそのリアルなところまで近づけることができるようになったので、まあ、そこに時間をやっぱりかけるよりかは一曲でも多くやっぱり曲を書きたいと思う部分も私にはあるので、そこはできるだけちょっとこう生演奏でできるなら生演奏でして、少しでもその たくさん曲を書ければなと思っているので、まあ、曲を書いている時間自体にはそんなに変わりはないと思います。すいません、長くなりました。
Probably the biggest difference is the social of the music, in this case synthesizer. Before, it was pretty primitive, and when I chose the sound of piano, I could maybe think that it might sound like piano. Now, it's pretty advanced, and I can make a lot of things sound almost exactly like what I need it to sound, whether it be piano or something else. And what that means is that I could spend a lot of time tweaking the sound to make it sound like the way I really want it. But what I really want to do is compose more music and not necessarily spend so much time making the synthesizer sound exactly like the way I want it. So there are areas where I'm having to spend more time. But really where I really want to spend more time is to compose more music, but the advance of the technology is that it helps in some areas too. So overall, the time that I would actually take to compose is probably about the same.
Okay, you've worked on several soundtracks for Nintendo games, featuring some of the most iconic and beloved characters, Mario, Luigi, the others. How does writing for Mario differ from perhaps the fighting fantasy games, Kingdom Hearts and others, when you're working with those kinds of characters? What are your inspirations?
作曲自体には違いはないですね。ただマリオはやっぱりそのマリオというとやっぱりこの曲みたいなのがあるので、そこはまあもちろん許可を取っての話なんですけれども、そのマリオのこのフレーズをやっぱり使いたいとか使わせてほしいとかそういうのはあったりするので、まあ、そこそういうのがあるかどうかっていう違いはあると思いますが、作曲自体にそんなに違いはあるとは思っていません。
I don't know that there's any real difference in the composition process. However, when it comes to characters like Mario, people may already have a music in their mind that the character is associated with. So with permission, I might draw phrases from that music and use it in my composition. The rest is probably just the same, whether it's Mario or something else.
Thank you.
So...What would you say was the most challenging video game to write a soundtrack for, and how did you overcome the challenger block?
一番チャレンジングなのは何かしら。なんかその、まあ、さっきもちょっとさっきの Q&A のところでもあったんですけども、あえてなんかこれがすごくチャレンジとかっていうのはあまり意識してなくて、毎回まあ、新しいプロジェクトに関わる、その新しいプロジェクトに関わるということ自体がやっぱりチャレンジだと思っているので、最もチャレンジだったって言われるとなかなかいつもそのチャレンジがこう上書きされているというか、常にチャレンジな感じなので、一番チャレンジしたっていうとなかなか思い出せないですね。
I actually touched on it in my panel a little bit, but I can't think of anything that I found to be more challenged than something else. To me, a new project is always a challenge, and when I work on a new project, essentially I'm overriding the old challenge that I had. So I constantly have challenges that I'm overcoming.
When you were brought the Kingdom Hearts project for the first time,What was your reaction to realize that you were going to be treading on the holy ground that had been tread on by, say, Alan Menken and other great Disney composers in history? How did that feel?
大変だなと思いました。
I'm like, wow. So that's going to be a lot of work.
もう私自身もやっぱりすごくディズニーの音楽が、まあ、すごく好きだったので、もうちょっとその肩を並べるというのは恐れ多くて、とてもじゃないですけどすごく、まあ、ハードルが高いというか、まあ、大変なことだなっていうのと同時に、まあ、非常にそういうすでにある、まあ、名曲の世界観の中に、自分も少し関わらせてもらえるっていうことが、まあ、すごく光栄だったので、まあ、大変であると同時に、まあ、自分でもそこに、 一緒にこう並んでても恥ずかしくないような曲を作ろうっていうすごくこう、まあ、モチベーションを上げることもできました。
I love Disney music myself, and I realized that by working on this project, I would be following the footsteps of Alan Menken, and that's a very high hurdle to clear. There is a clearly pre-existing great music, and to be working on a project where I might be compared in some way to Alan Menken was such an honor, but I realized that it was a lot of work that I had to do, and I wanted to make sure that whatever I did was not going to be anything that I'll be embarrassed by, and that's how I kept up my motivation.
So you are undoubtedly probably one of the most influential women in the world of like video game composition. What I want to know is, do you want to serve as a role model for other women, and what kind of legacy do you want to leave in this industry?
そうですね、なんかあまり自分自身はすごいピンとこないというか、あまりそうなのかなっていう感じで、そんなに私影響は力はないんじゃないかなと思ってしまうんですけれども、そうですね、まあこれはまあなんていうのかな、私がやっぱりこの仕事を始めたきっかけっていうのが、まあ自分が今、自分にしかまあできないこと、私がいないと、ダメだっていう、その自分の存在価値みたいなのをすごく探していて、まあその中でその曲を作るっていうのは非常にまあオリジナリティが高いということが、あると思うので、まあそこをすごくやっぱり追求して今ここまで来たという気持ちなので、まあそのようにこう、そこをまあ一生懸命やってきたら、結果としてまあそういうふうに他の人たちがまあ、まあそのまあ、影響力があるっていうふうにまあ見てくださってるっていうことは、すごくその私がやってきたことは、まあ、正しかったというか間違ってなかったというか、まあ、頑張ってきてよかったなって思う部分がすごく あって光栄に思っています。一回切りますか、後世に残したいこと。はい。
So I don't really consciously think of myself as particularly influential, but the start of my career was that I wanted to do something that I was the only person that could do it. That in essence it would be my reason for existence. And music composition is an area that requires a lot of originality, and so in that way I pursued. The thing that I'm the person that needed to do it, and I worked hard at it, and as a result there are people who think of me as influential, and I feel like I've certainly not done anything wrong, and I feel like I did the right thing in pursuing that, and I feel like I'm very honored by that.
まあ、後世に残したいものはやっぱり曲を作ったので、私の存在が忘れられても、曲はずっと残っていってもらえると、何年100年経っても、誰かが私の作ったゲーム音楽を口ずさんでくれるぐらい、残ってくれると嬉しいなっていうのは思ってます。
And as a possible legacy, if I could get to the point that the songs that I created could be remembered long after I'm gone, a hundred years later, that people would still sing those songs, that would be a great legacy that I could possibly leave behind.
So in 1993, you moved from Capcom, which was straight out of college, to Square, and then you've been independent since 2002, correct? What have been the benefits and challenges of working as an independent versus working with a company?
そうですね、会社にいる時は全然分からなかったんですけれども、やっぱりこうフリーランスというか一人でやっていくようになって、まあ、すごくたくさんの、社会的なものをたくさんのことからすごく守られてたなっていうことを、まあ、痛感しました。何でもやっぱり自分でやらなければいけないので、まあ、ちょっと、こちらの海外の会社は分からないんですけど、日本の会社だともう 何か例えば外の交渉するにしても電話一つかかってくるにしても何かその、例えばそのまあ経費になる何か会社に仕事で必要なものを買ったとしても全部そういうのをやってくれるっていう人が会社にはいるんだけれどもそれが全くなくなってこう今までいかに音楽をすることだけに集中して会社員をさせてもらえてたのかなっていうのをすごく痛感しました。フリーランスになってからはやっぱりその自由な曲を自由にもっといろいろ他のメーカーさんと仕事したいとかいろんな曲を書きたいという思いでなったんですけれどもやっぱり最初はその音楽以外でやっぱりやらなければいけないこととかがすごくたくさんあって、まあその辺にすごい悩んだりした時期もありましたけれども、まあ、今となってはすごくいい結果が出せてるなと思っています。
There were a lot of things that I did not realize when I was an employee. But I had a lot of people protecting me as an employee. And once I became independent, I had to do everything by myself. And whether it be negotiations with other parties, even small things like somebody taking my phone calls, spending money to buy things, taking care of expenses, all of it I have to do by myself now. And I was in an environment where I could concentrate on purely creating music. And after I became independent, I was painfully aware that there were other things that I had to do. And of course, I became independent because I wanted to create music more freely and work with more parties. But those were things that I had to learn in the process. And as an end result, I feel like I've done the right thing. But those are some of the harder lessons.
Last year, and hopefully this year for its second season, you composed the score for the anime High Score Girl, which had characters in the 90s playing quite a few of the games that you had written the soundtracks for in the past. When working on this show, was there any moment where you felt the need to revisit these past game soundtracks to bring about the sound that would back the story of Haruo and Akira?
ということ自体はなかったんですけれどもまあやっぱりこう実際にゲーム画面が出てきて実際にその、まあ、ストリートファイター2とかの音楽がかかるので見直さなくても嫌が多でも耳に入ってくる聞こえてきてしまうという感じで冷静に聞くとやっぱり若い頃に作った曲なので見直さなくてもちょっと恥ずかしい気持ちになります。
It's not like I had the choice to go back and edit the music, but it's a natural part of the anime. There are game scenes, and I would hear the sound associated with those scenes, like for example from Street Fighter 2. And I was young when I created such music, and there were moments when I was embarrassed.
In the last decade, have you listened to music from any other artists that had impressed you or even influenced you as a creator?
まあ、実はですね、私はすごく影響を受けやすいというか、影響されやすい人間なので、おそらく今もうそういうすごく、印象的な、まあ、アーティストさんや、そういうすごい音楽とかに出会ってしまうと完全に私そっちに引っ張られてしまうと思うので、できる限りこうなんていうんですかね、自分をガードしているというかその多大な影響をガツンとこう、まあ、受けないようにちょっとこう自分をちょっとなんていうかね、守ってる部分っていうのがあって、ここ10年間でそんなすごくこう、まあ、衝撃を受けるようなアーティストさんとか音楽とかっていうのは今思いつく限りでは今のところないように思います。
I feel that I'm easily influenced by other artists and styles, and when the artist makes an impression on me, I'm drawn to that style. And I try to guard myself from that so that I'm not drawn to somebody else's style. So in that way, I'm cautious, and then probably because of that, I can't really think of anybody in the last 10 years.
I'm going to throw a little new one in the mix. So I recently covered anime, manga, and video games on stage for American Theater Magazine. And video games we've performed on stage as musicals is rather new. And main mangas have been going on, but there's Dokkenranbu and Phoenix of Wright. What do you think about seeing one of your pieces as a musical? Which one do you think would be the most exciting to see live on stage as a musical?
どれでしょうね。結構でも日本ではゲームの舞台化とかが今あったり、してますね。そのなので、具体的に私は考えたことがないんですけれども、何でしょうね。いろいろでもキングダムハーツとかになったら面白いかなとは思いますね。実際ゲームのイベントでもミュージカルのそういうゲームのイベントとかがあったりしたので、すごくこうミュージカルにしやすいんじゃないかなと個人的には思っています。
In Japan there are some games that's turned into theater plays. I haven't given a whole lot of thought aboutwhat I might do. However, I feel like possibly Kingdom Hearts might be a good candidate. There are some game events already, and there may be pieces there that's already there that may be easy to turn into a full musical.
Let's
see it. 入れたらいいなと思います。
はい。私もそう思います。
I'd like to see you too.
Disney involved.
Disney, 聞いてください。
はい。
So, right now we've noticed a very big rise in the respect for gaming soundtracks over the last few years, with many scores garnering the same amount of appreciation as iconic film soundtracks and even traditional classical pieces. What do you feel has changed, or rather,cause such a change in the public's perception of video game soundtracks?
Yeah, それはもう皆さんのおかげだと思います。はい、
It's thanks to all the fans.
もうそれの一言につきますね。もう感謝しかありません。
Appreciation is really the only thing I have. I'm so thankful for all the fans.
You have now been given the opportunity to travel the world as part of your job.Do you have any fun stories of traveling that you would like to share?
旅行が好きだということで、ずいぶんいろんなところに行かれる機会があったということですけれども、何かその際の面白いエピソードとかあったら聞かせてください。
なんだろう。いろいろすごいいろいろあっていろいろね話をするんですけど、いざ思い出そうっていうとなかなかね思い出せない。
A lot of things have happened to me. I've done a lot of things, but I'm not sure what would be something I could tell you.
Moments where you were surprised things did not go the way you planned and then you had to adapt.
そうですね。何かな。もう本当に小さなことではもう本当にいろいろなことがあったり。したんですけれども、なんでしょうね、旅行に行った時にこう昔こうフィリピンのマニラからさらに飛行機でこう小さな飛行機に乗って離島にこう旅行に行ったことがあるんですけれども、帰りの飛行機がもう出発時間を2時間過ぎても出発しなくて、出発っていうかもう全然出なくて、でももう何が何でも私その日帰って打ち合わせがあったので、その日に帰らなきゃいけないのに、これマニラの乗り継ぎ帰り間に合うのかなと思ってたんですけれども、まあその離島っていうのもあって皆さんのんびりしてて誰も焦ってないんですよね、お客さんが。でいやもうちょっと私だけがすごいイライラしてたんですけど、まあ結局2時間半ぐらい遅れて飛行機が来て、でまあ飛行機に乗って行ったんですけれども、どう考えても日本に帰る飛行機に間に合わなくて、私ちょっとこの飛行機に間に合わないんだけどってちょっと文句を言ったんですよ、その小さな飛行機の、 キャビンアテンダントさん。そしたら、うん、あ、そう、グッドラックって言われただけで、ちょっとびっくりして、もちろん乗れなくて、1日帰るのが遅れました。
This may be a small thing, but there was a time that I went to the Philippines, and it was a remote island that required a ride on a small plane from Manila. And so I went there, and on the way back, my flight was delayed, and I really had to go back to Japan so that I could have an important meeting. But the flight was delayed over 2 hours, and I was worried that I would not make the connection. And eventually, it took off maybe 2.5 hours later. And maybe because it was a remote tropical island, no one was really rushed. But I knew that I was not going to make the connection, so I complained to the flight attendant and said that I'm not going to make the connection. And she said, oh, okay, good luck. And of course, I was day late getting back to Japan.
It would never happen in Japan.
日本ではありえ
ないですね。日本はなんとかしてくれます、大体。
Yeah, if it was Japan, they'll figure out a solution.
よくあのね、名前を持った、あの、
What they would have, in Japan, they would have carried my name on the board and may rush me to the next plane.
So, I know you began playing piano at age 4 or 5. When did you first get excited about video games, and what was your first video game that you remember having that experience and love this?
もうあのそもそも私が大学生になるぐらいまでゲーム多分あのいわゆるファミコンとかはまあほぼなかったというかあの私自身がそのファミコンで遊ぶよ、になったのが大学ぐらいですかね。ただ小学校12歳ぐらいの時にお金持ちのお友達の家にただこう棒がなんていうんですかね、棒が動いてこうテニスになるだけのゲームがあって、でそれがやっぱりすごく面白くて遊びたかったんですけれども、まあ非常に高価なものだったと思うのね、当時は。なんでうちはお金持ちじゃないんだろうってちょっと思いました。欲しかったですね。あのでも私の父も実は結構ゲームが好きで、もっと遡ればあのそういうお家のゲームじゃなくて、いわゆるそのゲームセンター、それも多分おそらく皆さんが思うようなゲームセンターとかではなくて、こうちょっとこうショッピングモールに横にちょこっとついてるこういうクレーンゲームがちょこっとあって、コインを入れて遊ぶゲームがあってみたいなところで、やっぱりその棒がこう動くだけの野球ゲームっていうのがあって、そこで父と遊んだりしてましたね。だから結構やっぱりまあ、ファミコンの前からそういうちょっとしたゲームっていうのはやっぱり好きだったんだと思います。
It was probably when I was a college student that I finally got to play the real game system for the first time. That's when Nintendo system first came around. So I have I had limited exposure to games before then. I do remember when I was about 10, I had a rich friend who had a very primitive video game where there was a stick that moved around and there was a little block that bounced, and that was a tennis game. And I'm sure it was expensive at the time. So I remember that and enjoyed that. And I remember thinking, oh, why are we not rich enough to afford that? And also, my dad actually loved playing games, and he would play that in arcade. And of course, this is back then, so it's not like the arcade now. It was just a small shop in like a little shopping center. And he played games where the little stick would move around, and that was actually a baseball game. And I played that with my father as well. So I'm sure I started liking games very early on.
Latching on to that question, what video game would you be confident enough to say that you could defeat all of us at?
Ah! 私はね、実はもうアクションゲームとかレースゲームがすっごい苦手で、なんだろう、全員を任せられるゲーム。きっとない。負けて
I actually truly suck at action games and race games. So I'm thinking hard, but I don't know that I don't know that there's anything.
ただ、あの、ファイナルファンタジー2、ファイナルファンタジー5、ドラゴンクエスト3っていうのは、ものすごくやり込んだので、もしかしたらあれは誰かと勝ち負けをするわけのゲームではないけれども、もしかしたらこの中にいる誰よりもやり込んで遊んでるかもしれない。
Now, I would say that Final Fantasy II, Final Fantasy V, and Dragon Quest III, I've spent just a ton of time playing those games. Now, those are not games that you win or lose against another player, but I probably spent more time than anybody else in the room playing those.
While you're here in Boston, are you going to be doing any things? Do you have any time to do any things to fun to enjoy your time here?
あの、まずクラムチャウダーとロースサーをいっぱい食べてもう満足しています。
I had a chance to eat a lot of clam chowder and lobster, so I'm quite happy about that.
なので今日はボストンクリームパイを食べれたらもう最高です。
And my goal today is to have Boston cream pie.
I know you've come to places like this before, but it must be sort of overwhelming to see all of these people, even though you don't think you have an influence, all these people sort of come up and ask you questions. I was just wondering, just sort of how does it make you feel when you come to places where, even though they're overseas, that people still love that you're here?
Yeah, なんか…すごくもう本当に単純にシンプルにすごく嬉しいことだと思っています。あの、私、まあ、私という、まあ、個人というか私の、仕事、私の音楽で、まあ、私の個人について、まあ、そういうたくさんこう、まあ、質問をいただけるっていうことはこうやっぱり知りたいっていう興味を持っていただけているということなので、あの、そんなにたくさんの方があの来てくれて、こうやって質問も今もそうですけれどもしてくださるっていうのは、あの、すごくもう光栄で名誉なことだと思っています。
I'm just simply honored that there are so many fans. The fact that so many people ask me questions mean that they are that much interested in me, and I'm just so honored that there are so many people that take an interest in me like that.
If there was to be a manga or anime video game adaptation, what would be your dream anime manga turned video game to compose for?
あの、そうですね。私、あの、なんていうんですかね、日本でいうその少女漫画というか、ちょっと前のまあ本当に少女漫画で、今こう海外とかではあまり知られてないと思うんですけれども、あの、まあ、私がその小学校から大学ぐらいまでたくさん読んだその少女漫画の作品で、まあ、名作だと私が思えるものがたくさんあるんですけれども、もしそういう少女漫画がゲームになることがあれば、もうぜひやりたいなと思っています。あの、実際ゲームではなかったんですけれども、やっぱり私がこう若い頃にすごく読んでた少女漫画が、実はあの、宝塚歌劇という日本ではものすごく人気のある、まあ、ミュージカルというか、その歌劇、あの、宝塚って言われてて、海外でも公演してたりするんですけれども、その宝塚でその少女漫画が、歌劇のミュージカルになって、実はそれで、タイトル曲というかその、テーマ曲みたいなのの発注依頼が私にあって、もうすごくやっぱり楽しくさせてもらったので、まあ、これがぜひこういうことがゲームでもあったら本当に嬉しいなと思っています。
I read a lot of shoujo manga as I was growing up, elementary school, all the way into college years. And many of them are perhaps not too popular overseas. But if I ever have an offer to compose for any of those titles having turned into a game. I would love to do that. And in fact, it's not a game, but there was a series of the Takarazuka musical. Where I was asked to compose a music for their theme song, and I was quite honored to do that, and I quite enjoy doing that. So if that were to ever turn into a game, I'm sure I would enjoy that too.
You composed for Takarazuka's theme song.
Takarazuka.
So,
The title of the musical is Sora wa Akai Kawa no Hotori. It was originally a manga that has turned into a Takarazuka review. And if you do a YouTube search based on Takarazuka and Sora wa Akai Kawa no Hotori.
Phoenix of Bright, I didn't realize that they did this one as a musical as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was about a year ago, and I did two pieces.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you. すごくでも曲の評判もありがたいことですごく良かったので、うん、すごくいい思いをさせていただきました。
People seem to really like the those pieces that I've done, so I'm quite happy about that.
I'm
hoping ぜひやってください。
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is a question I ask all musicians that I get a chance to interview. If you find yourself stuck on a deserted island and manage to somehow create a record or CD player out of whatever's on the island, which three albums, be it actual bands or artists or even game soundtracks, would you like to have with you to keep yourself sane until your imminent rescue, and why?
いやー難しいな
ー That's a really hard question.
なんだろう何かなやっぱり私を作ってきたという意味でショパンのピアノアルバムラフマニノフのピアノコンチェルトあと一つはね難しいな多分クラシックじゃないものを選びたいでも決められない次にアニメボストンに来るまでの宿題にしてください
、So first one this is probably gonna be some piano piece by Chopin and a piano concerto by Rachmaninoff Third one, I would probably want something non-classical, but oh my god, that is a little difficult to pick, so I'll make that homework for my next visit to Boston. So that means that you guys have to invite me again.
Okay. Arigatou gozaimasu. Thank you so much. Thank you.